Now here's Larry.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to have you meet a gentleman who signs his card saying that he's here in this country with a troupe of performing French poodles. And he signs in as Maitland W. Montmorency. Would you welcome him, please? Maitland, come on up.
My name is John W. Norbus. I have terrible handwriting.
Okay, John. I notice in looking at your card again that before you got into this dog act, you had something to do with parakeets, is that right?
Yes, I was a parakeet trainer.
What does that involve, John?
Well, it involves a parakeet. And a cage. And a chair and a whip. And a pistol. And some newspaper.
But now you work exclusively with this dog act. How many do you have?
We have seven. We had three, and then four more joined us here in early August.
Could you describe one or two of the tricks that the dogs perform?
Yes. One of the larger poodles holds out a hoop, and I jump through it.
That must be something that's never been done before, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Then he gets up on a chair, and he holds out the hoop, and this time I get a running head start. And as I go through the hoop, I do a twist about, and at the far end, I do a somersault.
Pretty fancy.
Yeah, and if I do it good, he gives me a dry martini.
Does he know?
If I do it good? Oh, yes, they're very smart dogs. Then at the end of the act, I lie down on the floor.
And play dead.
Oh, have you seen it?
No.
sick as word, really. It's all that you got. Metal shears on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring birds.
Yep, it's Harbor Colt weather out there, folks, so don't go outside without one. Hi, you're listening to the Sunday Night Club here on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. I am your host, and it must be pointed out, birthday boy, Dog Julin. Correct, November 14th is my birthday, and I'm happy to be spending it here with you. I hope all is well in your world, and thanks very much for tuning in. As mentioned, we heard Harbor Coat from REM, their second LP, Reckoning. Elvis Costello, Busybodies from his triumphant third album, Armed Forces. Pete Townsend from Empty Glass, A Little Is Enough. The night started off with Bob and Ray, a snippet from the Larry Love Breath show, followed by fellow birthday boy Aaron Copland. And speaking of birthdays, many, many years ago, I was given some money for my birthday, and I went and bought an electric guitar. And after months of struggle, I could finally sort of play this one.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. Show me her room, isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled out to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone with Birdie Blue. So I lit the fire. Isn't it good? Steamboat, where you can hide your worries on a high float, and we'll take a trip to leprechauns and shamrocks and hide our minds and troubles for a while.
And we're going where the grass is growing green, to a mystic land that no one else has seen, where oblivion takes the mind's reality and reality fades into a memory.
Captain Bluebird gives a smile at the gangway sign to greet you, the first mate by his side with a war card if he needs you. They take you to your berth, your cabin's cool and cozy, full steam ahead, we're ready for to go.
And we're going where the grass is growing green, to a mystic land that no one else has seen, where oblivion takes the mind's reality and reality fades into a memory.
Now we're off to Tirnanog, the goddess of love is Grania, who Colin can't get in. In his coat he has no Fania, the fairies and the witch, the banshee's drinking brandy, Uncle Nobby, at last he's in command.
And we're going where the grass is growing green, to a mystic land that no one else has seen, where oblivion takes the mind's reality and reality fades into a memory.
Ancestors, share a bang ride, spawning new millions, throws the
emotional curse. And those with no sandwiches, please get off the bus. The excrement bubbles, the century's slime decays, and the brainwashing government lackeys what have us a say. It's under control and we'll soon be on our way, to a grandeur for babies and quiz panel games. Of the hot hungry millions you'll be sure to remain. The natural resources are dwindling and no one grows old, and those with no homes to go to, please dig yourself a hole. We wandered through quiet lands, felt the first breath of the snow. Searched for the last pigeon, slate gray, I've been told. Stumbled on a daffodil, which she crushed in the rush, heard it sigh, and left it to die. At once felt remorse and were touched by the loss of our own. Held its poor broken head in her hands, drops of tears in the snow. And it's only the taking that makes you what you are. Wondering about, will a son one day be born to share in the child's path we've worn. In the aging seclusion of this earth that our birth did surprise, we'll open his eyes.
Jethro Tull bringing side A of tonight's Sunday Nightclub to a nice gentle close there. Wondering Again is the song. Before that, the Wolftones, a band that played in my basement many, many years ago, and I will tell that story at dogjulin.com. The song Uncle Nobby's Steamboat, and the Beatles with Norwegian Wood. More music after this.